Kip and Lee.
Here we go.
We're saying a very good morning to Damien Canduso, who's on that mic. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Damien, of course, just come in a little bit closer to the microphone there. You have been working very hard out at CSU, and in between times working at CSU, you've been working very hard on the Lego Movie, which premieres tonight, doing the sound design for it.
That's right.
So, Damien, talk us through this. I mean, it must be very difficult. You would receive, I'm imagining, the vision, the shot that goes on the screen, the picture, and then you have to try to figure out what sound goes with that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not even that good to start with. When I first started on the project, we weren't even working to proper pictures. We're actually working to sketches. So I was looking at black and white drawings and then trying to work out, okay, what is that going to actually look like? And therefore, once I can work out what it's going to look like, then what is it going to actually sound like?
Oh, wow.
And with that, with something like the Lego Movie, of course, like I guess because you worked with Gatsby and that sort of thing beforehand, and you've worked with a lot of live action movies, but with the Lego Movie, it brings a whole different set of problems as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, one of the main problems is because it's completely animated and drawn from scratch, you don't actually know what is actually going to be in the picture by the time the picture's actually finished. Whereas with live action, you can actually see what was filmed on set. But with animation, it's not actually filmed on set. It's created and drawn pixel by pixel. So by the time, you know, you start working and get to the end of the job, what you see is, you know, completely different to how it was when it started.
Wow.
I think a lot of kids, and I think nearly every kid would have had some experience with Lego. I loved it. When I was younger, I had cousins who were about 10 years older, and they actually donated all of their Lego to my brother and I. So one time we wound up with this massive suitcase full of Lego, and I can still remember what the scraping sounds like on the board. It's the image or the sound that I get in my head when I think of Lego.
I still remember stepping on Lego and screaming. I think that's my endearing memory from Lego.
The old Lego man stuck between the toes.
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
So in order to think about what Lego sounded like for this film, did you get a bunch out and start playing with it?
Yeah, well, luckily my parents hadn't thrown away my Lego, so
awesome.
Delving through their garage, I found, you know, the old box full of Lego and started rummaging through that, working out, you know, what I could use to create sounds. And I've got children and they had a box of Duplo as well, so between the two I crafted, you know, quite a few sounds.
Now, also, Duplo was used in the making of the Lego Movie.
Yeah, it was used for a lot of the explosions and the debris.
Controversy.
That's the thing. It's not just like a family movie. It's a full-on action flick for this Lego Movie.
You've got it right there when you said it's a full-on action flick. The movie doesn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so what have you brought in today to demonstrate what you've used to make these sounds? I see you've got a car over there. I assume that was for the Batmobile?
Actually, believe it or not, the car was actually for the legs that are part of the character for Will Ferrell that he plays as Lord Business.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, that's one of the things when you're working with sound is sometimes it's not quite as literal as what it looks on screen. So it's a matter of picking up different objects and listening to how they sound. So we'll see how this goes, and I'll I'll play the sound and then describe what it was used for in the film.
Yeah. Right, so
that's the wheels of a toy car.
That's the wheels of a toy car with broken cogs.
Wow.
Hence the grinding factor. So that particular sound is used, Will Ferrell's character grows, so he transforms between a normal-sized Lego character and this Lord Business character.
Yeah.
So that sound was used, that was one of two sounds that were used for his transformation between the two states.
I'm awesome. Now just imagining in Hollywood some guy sitting in a little, you know, trailer full of sound devices going, I need a broken car, broken cogs, and the wheels need to turn.
And what's the other one you've got there, the speak and read?
That's right. So I've got a... This got a bit of a cameo in the film as well. This is a toy from the 70s,
yeah.
Which was an educational toy, and I've actually rewired it deliberately to make it not work so well as well for the same sort of reasons.
Fantastic.
That by not working, it has some quirky creative sounds as well. So we'll see if this works first.
And suddenly you've got a broken radio, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, broken police radio?
Well, that one was actually used for the main character, Emmett, teleports through these different various worlds through to, the Wild West scene and Middle Earth scene and things like that where he teleports. So that particular sound was used for part of his teleporting in and out of these different worlds.
Wow. Yeah, this is just fascinating me more and more, and I'm off to see the movie tonight. Now, one thing that you see in a lot of movies is that the movie makers leave little Easter eggs in there, little hidden things. Did you leave any little Easter eggs in there so that when you go along and do the movie, you're like, I did that?
No, not in this one, unfortunately. We just didn't have time. When you see the film, you'll just see that it's so non-stop and so packed full of action.
Yeah.
There's almost no room for any little Easter eggs.
Well, we can't wait to see the movie. It is, of course, premiering tonight at the Forum 6 Cinemas, and it is a charity event raising money as well for the leisure company for Widow in Wagga Wagga Takes Two. Damien, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been absolutely fascinating.
You're welcome. Thank you. Come on, let's rap! Pip and Lee, weekdays from 5:30 on Star FM.